With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Days of torrential rain are causing unprecedented river flooding and pressure on levees in Washington state.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. I'm Jennifer King.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a royal health update.
The king is 77, and almost 2 years ago, he announced he would undergo treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer.
I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The king's message was part of a broadcast in Britain to encourage people to take advantage of screening that can detect cancer in its early stages when it's easiest to treat. He says it worked for him.
Enabling me to continue leading a full and active life, even while undergoing treatment.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The federal government continues to find states improperly issuing commercial driver's licenses to immigrants that remain valid after their authorization to be in this country expires, putting millions of dollars of funding at risk. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy highlighting concerns in New York yesterday, as well as California, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. President Trump has been sued by preservationists seeking an architecture review and congressional approval over his White House ballroom project. The National Trust for Historic Preservation wants a federal court to stop the ballroom project until it goes through design reviews and public comments. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice weighs in on a Virginia school dispute.
Two boys were suspended from Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County after complaining about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Their families are suing, and now the DOJ has filed a motion to intervene on their behalf. The department has issued a statement saying, quote, Loudoun County's decision to advance and promote gender ideology tramples on the rights of religious students who cannot embrace ideas that deny biological reality. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious celebrations are powering a surge in seafood sales in this country. In recent years, the Italian-American custom of the Feast of the Seven Fishes has grown in popularity. The meal is intended as a vigil at the last moment of Advent before Jesus is born. Americans of Eastern European descent often want carp on Christmas Eve, while others want salt cod for Christmas dinner. Meanwhile, internet searches for seafood dishes are also strong around Jewish holidays. This is SRN News. President Trump said yesterday that Thai and Cambodian leaders have agreed to renew a truce after days of deadly clashes as threatened to undo a ceasefire the administration helped broker earlier in the year.
President Trump announced the agreement to restart the ceasefire in a social media posting following calls with the prime ministers of Thailand and Cambodia. The Republican president said that Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim played an important role in helping him push Thailand and Cambodia to once again agree to cease fighting. The original ceasefire in July was brokered by Malaysia and pushed through by pressure from President Trump, who threatened to withhold trade privileges unless Thailand and Cambodia agreed. It was formalized in more detail in October at a regional meeting in Malaysia that Mr. Trump attended. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stocks were mixed yesterday. The S&P 500 fell 1.1%. The Dow gave back 245 points, or 0.5%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.